And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 30th of March, 2011. It's the birthday of the playwright Sean O'Casey, born in Dublin in 1880, author of The Plow and the Stars, Juno, and The Paycock. It's the birthday of Vincent van Gogh, born in Groot Zundert, Holland, in 1853. And it was on this day in 1858, Hyman Lippmann of Philadelphia patented the first pencil with an attached eraser, the common yellow pencil, hexagon-shaped to keep them from rolling off the table. A single pencil can draw a line 35 miles long, write about 45,000 words. John Steinbeck loved pencils, started every day with 24 freshly sharpened ones, and used 60 pencils a day to write The Grapes of Wrath. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Dorian Laux entitled Homicide Detective, a film noir. Smell of diesel fuel and dead trees on a flatbed soaked to the bone. Smell of dusty heater coils. We got homicides in motels and apartments all across the city, under the beds, behind the doors, in the bathtubs. It's where I come in at 5 a.m., paper cup of coffee dripping down my sleeve, powdered half-moon donut in my mouth. Blood everywhere. Bodies, belly down, bodies face up on the kitchenette floor. Donde esta? Que será? We got loose ends. We got dead ends. We got split ends. Hair in the drains, fingerprints on glass. This is where I stand, my hat glittery with rain, casting my restless shadow. These are the dark hours, dark times are these, hours when the clock chimes once, as if done with it, tired of it, the sun, the highways, the damnable flowers strewn on the fake wool rug. These are the flayed hearts, flowers, oil-black dahlias, big as fists, stems thick as wrists, striped, torn, floating in the syrupy, left-on music. But the bright world is done, and I'm a ghost, touching the hair of the dead with a gloved hand. These are the done-for, the poor, the defenseless, mostly women, felled trees, limbs lashing up into air, into rain, as if time were nothing. Hours, clocks, highways, faces, don't step on the pedals, the upturned hands, stay behind the yellow tape, let the photographer's hooded camera pass, the coroner in his lab coat, the DA in her creased black pants. Who thought to bring these distracting flowers? Who pushed out the screen and broke the lock? Who let him in? Who cut the phone cord, the throat, the wrist, the cake on a plate and sat down and ate only half? What good is my life if I can't read the clues, my mind the glue, and each puzzle piece chewed by the long-gone dog who raced through the door, ran through our legs and knocked over the vase, hurtled down the alley and into the street? What are we but meat, flesh, and the billion veins to be bled? Why do we die this way, our jaws open, our eyes bulging, as if there were something to see or say? Though today the flowers speak to me, the way they sprawl in the streaked light, their velvet lips and lids opening as I watch, as if they wanted to go on living, climb my pant legs, my wrinkled shirt, reach up past my throat, and curl over my mouth, my eyes, bury me in bloom. A poem by Dorian Laux, Homicide Detective, a Film Noir, from The Book of Men, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you.